It's the best time of the day. It's time for the Daily Dust. Let's spill the tea.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay. If you want everything, I've got it. Ace Frehley, the influential guitarist and original spaceman of Kiss, has died at 71. Yeah. That's Ace Frehley on guitar for Kiss. On Thursday, his family chose to remove him from life support following complications from a recent fall. Tom Cruise randomly visited the set of NCIS Origins. I don't know why either. Ryan Reynolds appeared with a Real Mint Mobile customer, Natalie Tilly Norwood, not the AI-generated version. And they joked about the only humans could participate in this promotion they've got.
We're introducing 5G home internet for $30 a month. Yes, that's real. That's why we invited Tilly Norwood, a Real Mint customer, to help us announce it.
You are real, right?
Yep.
Not an AI-generated combination of actors.
I'm a combination of my parents.
I love it. The director of Wicked for Good says a mystery actor will voice the Cowardly Lion. And on the New Heights podcast, Keanu Reeves was told early on to change his name. Came up with Chuck Spadina. It's a combination of his middle name, Charles, and the street he grew up on, and he couldn't even stick with that.
So then I became Casey Reeves.
Oh, my God. Casey Reeves?
Casey Reeves?
I'm credited as Casey Reeves.
In your first film?
I think so, maybe. And
wow.
And then I couldn't do it. So then I would be in auditions, and they'd go, Casey Reeves, and I would be like, I wouldn't even answer. I was like,
somebody's got to call you, and you got to respond.
I think like 6 months later, I was like, I'm not doing this.
I love Keanu Reeves. Jennifer Lopez doesn't have a lot of famous friends because people think she's standoffish. She says she's not. Actor Mark Ruffalo is not standoffish. He actually saved Woody Harrelson during a chaotic night at a New Orleans bar and stepped in when a fight broke out.
Woody's first response is not shove someone back, but immediately punch them in the face.
Yes.
Which is the right thing to do, by the way. It's the absolute right thing to do. You and I might be able to handle ourselves, but the rest of the folks we were with, I don't think so.
Yeah. They were talking to Ted Danson. Yes, you heard Ted Danson in the background there. Netflix has ordered season 2 of Pop Culture Jeopardy, building on the success of the reboot, and host Mayim Bialik will return. The show's behind-the-scenes teams are scaling up for a bigger production. And I got a dirt alert. Y'all, Kevin Federline needs to go away. He says in his new book that Britney Spears drank while she was pregnant and used drugs while she was breastfeeding.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
I've had enough of that, dude. All right, and a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said she could possibly spend a fortune annually on hair and beauty products.
Let me think about this. I should know this, actually.
You should.
It could be $1 million. I mean, I don't have a concept of what, like, certain simple things cost, which really is, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about what, like, a milk carton cost. And
okay. She said it had been a couple months since the last time Kanye West actually saw their kids. That whole thing is just a hot mess. It's all just the dirt alert, the Kardashian alert, hot mess, hot mess. What can I say?
What can I say except you're welcome?